Hello, my name is Ian Jones, and this is the Rusty Elm Microcast, a short, very ad hoc journal of my attempt to learn Rust and Elm in order to build a side project. Okay, I had a draft podcast way back in mid-September 2018, but never finished it as I was just too damn busy. Things have been kind of crazy, starting with working on multiple huge releases of WP Offload Media and helping out with WP Offload SES. Turns out, given my best 8 hours or more of mental energy a day to my work for Delicious Brains, doesn't leave much in the tank for late night hacking. I very much enjoy working on WP Offload Media. It's an awesome plugin. I enjoy having primary responsibility for its development, so I naturally put a lot of my energy into it and I'm always thinking about it. Having said that, I did get an itch for something I needed to build that also took my eye off Rusty Elm and learning Rust and Elm, that being SnippetPixie. SnippetPixie is your little expandable text snippet helper for Linux. I couldn't find a good Linux application alternative to the likes of TextExpander or Dash, which I currently use on Mac OS. So in the end, I kind of just had to build it, otherwise known as scratching my itch. My primary desktop Linux distribution is Elementary OS, so that's what I built it for, in Vala. Turns out that may have helped me get my shriveled little brain around the concept of ownership in Rust, as Vala also doesn't let you throw objects around without taking into consideration ownership. It caught me out a few times when the compiler complained about not being able to assign an unowned reference, etc., and reminded me a lot of how Rust handles ownership. Even though things aren't exactly the same, I'm going to chalk that one up as some progress in my learning of Rust. Alright? Anyhow, SnippetPixie recently had a momentous release that included datetime, clipboard, embedded snippets, and cursor placeholders, adding a whole new level of functionality. And even though I'm in the middle of trying to get a snap sorted so it'll be usable on many more Linux distributions, and still have plans for more improvements to SnippetPixie, I feel like I no longer have a huge pressure to keep adding functionality and can relax a little bit on it. As such, I'm starting to look at getting started with my Rust and Elm-based project for my evening recreational programming. Stay tuned.